Welcome to lesson number two in the module on mindset. This is about things that will slow you down as you're attempting to write fast. Now I'm going to share with you a very, very ugly word that is a key to writing fast, effective copy. Now you need to embrace it because it is the prettiest, ugly word ever. It's called discipline. Gives you the willies, doesn't it? Brings to mind all kinds of ugly and pleasant things. But given the choice between talent and discipline, I'll take discipline every time. I'll bet you can list a dozen talented hotshots who never amounted to anything. And the people who succeed typically have this one key secret. They do the stuff nobody else wants to do, even when they don't want to. Thus, even when it's inconvenient, uncomfortable, and painful, you do what you have to do because you need to continually drive your business forward. And it's only by disciplining your mind that you can accomplish this. You can accomplish what you set out to do to write faster. So anytime you sit down to produce copy, consider the slogan, "Just Do It" from Nike. It isn't just a slogan. It's the only thing that matters. For as Yoda said, do or do not. There is no try. I'm now going to give you the world's greatest four-word killer copy productivity hack. It's the most painful yet true four words to writing faster that you'll ever see, guaranteed. Here it goes. Stop doing other stuff. Hey, pretty simple, huh? Crap, it's hard to do, especially for me. I love playing the role of jack of all trades. I love getting my hands dirty. I love diving in the details of websites, tech, image editing, all kinds of stuff. And that's not including the endless parade of distractions I heartily welcome into my own workday, like social media, blogs, YouTube, etc. ad nauseum. I need to embrace this instead. Stop doing other stuff. Turn off the phone, shut down the browser, put away the toys. Outsource whatever you do that you don't do best. Just don't do it. We'll now talk about the three no's that will slow you down. Now, my dad was a car salesman, and I remember riding down the road and hearing him call out the different cars we saw, like a 67 Buick Skylark. Oh, there's a 57 Bel Air. This is a 62 Impala. And he would rattle off horsepower, cubic inches, etc. And to this day, the best I can do is point out that there's four wheels. So when it comes to motors and gear ratios and the benefits of one carburetor or another, I am pretty much clueless. I do, however, have a serious appreciation for brakes, except for the brakes that you apply needlessly to yourself when writing copy. And I call them the three no's that will slow your writing down to a standstill. The first no is know who. This is when you really don't understand your customer. If you can't walk a few miles or more in their shoes, sweating over what gives them the willies, feeling the sour stomach driving them to despair, that's definitely going to slow you down. Next is no faith. If you truly don't believe that what you're offering will make that big a difference in someone's life, if you can't sign on to the project enthusiastically, that all your efforts to persuade with sales copy will just fall flat. And finally, no guts. If you know your who and you have faith, you still have to step outside your comfort zone. You still have to make the pitch flat out. Have some guts. Hold nothing back. Because what you're selling is truly transformational to the person you're writing to. It's a tall, cool drink to a parched traveler crawling across the desert. They need it, and they need it badly. So have the guts to give it to them. You've got to know that who, you got to have faith, and you got to show guts to get the letter done and out the door so we can actually do something good. You also need to tell the wise guy in your head to shut up. So this happens when you're writing, and there's this wise guy inside your head, and it's saying stuff like, "No, that's not the right word," or "I don't like that sentence. I don't think that bullet point's very good." When you write, you're doing battle with this illegitimate wise guy inside your head who's telling you that what you've just written is crap. Trust me, that little voice knows nothing. That little voice is the compounded influence of English teachers, critics, other authors, books, movies, every single authority regarding the use of language that you've encountered throughout your life. It's every standard set as to what quality writing means to you based on what you read, heard, and seen. And that little voice doesn't want you to crank out killer copy. because it's attempting to put its personal measuring stick to what you write. But here's the deal. The only measurement that matters to your copy is, does it work? And the only way you can find out is to finish it and send it out to your prospect. So allowing this little voice to kibitz while you write is only delaying the vital assessment that must happen when your copy hits the market. So ignore it, which means stop trying to write and edit at the same time. Ignore the editor's voice and instead train yourself to write as quickly, as powerfully, as emotionally as you possibly can. Get the words out. Pronto. Let nothing stop you. Get into flow. The faster you do so, the more these words will sound like you and nobody else. And the more you do that, the more effective those words will be. Now, I want to give credit where credit's due. This suggestion comes from Dan Kennedy, and it's a gem I found buried deep in a long discussion on some long-forgotten topic. In an interview, he was asked, "What makes you such a great copywriter?" And his answer was this: "I say interesting things in interesting ways." This is your emergency antivenom for the number one snakebite danger in marketing: being boring. You want to say interesting things in interesting ways. Remember, you have to keep your reader's attention from beginning to end, right from the get-go, with a pre-head and a headline, right from the first sentence where you grab them by the throat, right in the murky middle where it's easy to get lost in features, benefits, and bullets, right down to the wire where you're asked for the sale, wrapping up with that final PS. Every step of the way, make sure you say something interesting to the reader in as interesting a way as you possibly can. This is the only point that editor in your head should be pounding you on when you write and rewrite. Trying to please your eighth grade English teacher with prim and proper grammatical precision, not parsing each paragraph to ensure it delivers the opening point, following through on that thought, and then closing up with an incitement to read on, Macduff. Nope. If you can talk, you can handle the basics, that kind of stuff, well enough to sell. But what you can't ignore is the ongoing clarion call to say interesting things in interesting ways that'll keep them hooked from beginning to end. This is a great rule to remember and keep before you always. You also want to stop rewriting. Now, there's a wonderful quote attributed to Leonardo da Vinci: "Art is never finished, only abandoned." That artist never wants to put down the brush. There's always another tweak to be made, dabs of color to blend, shadows to darken or blur, but you have to pound a stake through its heart sometime. Stop rewriting. I'm sure you've thought you should labor over every aspect of your copy, tweaking and adjusting word for word, line for line, from the headline to the subheads to the bullet points to all the way to the call to action. Sure, if you have weeks, months, years to finish. On the other hand, if you have a hungry client who needs results now, ditch the notion that you are an artist crafting a masterpiece. You are making a sale. One-on-one, face-to-face, laying out the deal clearly, crisply, with a succinct and straightforward, down-to-earth manner. It's the best deal ever. You need this. You want this. Grab it now while you can. Period. And unless you have the luxury of time for a vast number of rewrites, I would say go for no more than these three steps. 1, write that first draft as fast as you can. 2, let it sit for 24 hours and then go back through it, looking for typos, misspellings, stuff that's missing, elegancy, just doesn't flow, and downright mistake. You know, you got the phone number wrong, etc. Then 3, sit on it an hour or so. And then go back one last time, do a final cleanup, touch it up as good as you can. Then be done. Ship it. Now, longer letters and sales pieces will, of course, require more time. But with simple copy like landing pages, short email, short letters, postcards, whatever, just give it your all as soon as possible, as fast as possible, and be done. Now, the thing is that if you've had this in your mind from the get-go, that you're not going to be rewriting and rewriting and rewriting, This will force you to write better because you know subconsciously you don't have the supposed safety net of endless rounds of edit and revision. Again, the only way to know is done. And as writers, it's very common to feel the pressure to succeed with every single piece of copy you write. This is especially true for your own small business you're promoting. You know, when you sit down to jam on a new bit of copy or an email that has a, oh crap, this said better work aspect to it. I totally get and understand the tendency for your knees to grow weak trying to eke out that final draft. But remember, the only way to know is with done. And finishing is beautiful. Finishing is beautiful because it's the only way you know. When you're writing, you can't get hung up on any kind of judgmental attitudes about degrees of success or failure, because there really isn't success or failure in any kind of cosmic sense, especially with marketing and writing sales copy and headlines and landing pages. There's not success or failure. There's only results. Now, your results may exceed what you planned on and hoped for, or your results may fall short. Either way, there's incredible value in getting your results quickly and then using them as ammunition for your future copywriting projects, your future campaigns, and your future promotions. And the only way to get that data is to push all your worries aside while you write and focus on done. You must never forget the most important feature of every project is getting it done. When I worked at Microsoft, we had long, detailed specifications for products that listed every single feature that went into the product before it shipped. And we had priorities for each feature. We had to go through a very rigorous process of which features to include and which ones might be abandoned at the end, because we realized it was important to get the product done, to get it out there into the market. So get your sales letter out there, measure what happens, then build on those results to learn and make improvements as necessary. Your small successes will lead to bigger paydays. Let the chips fall where they may, but give every piece of copy your best effort and focus on done. Because you can't make a sale with a piece you didn't finish. It just sits there and gathers dust. It's not working for you. It's not working to build your business. It's not working to make changes in people's lives that they need, want, and desire. It's just sitting there. Get it done. Now, anyone can complete a project to 90%. And this is one of the key lessons I got at Microsoft as a project manager. It's very easy to get to 90% of projects where they fail. But what's tough is that final 10%. To get it to the finish line, to drag the project, kicking and screaming across the finish line and get it out the door. Most projects fail because they can't get through that last 10%. They find reasons to stop. They find reasons to abandon ship. You must get into what we called ship mode. You must get into a mindset that I am going to finish this product. I am going to finish this project. I am going to finish this copy, come hell or high water. Because as I used to say in my old days at Microsoft, if you don't ship it, you can't sell it. So develop the mindset that we will ship on time, that you will finish on time. You will write that piece of sales copy. You will write that postcard. You will write that letter. You will write that website. You will write that email. You will deliver it to your customer, and it will change their life. And you will do it by getting it done and out on time.